We welcome each and every one of you to Grace Bible Church. It's so good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to a few verses in Judges chapter 17. Beginning in verse 1, it says, "And there was a man of Mount Ephraim whose name was Micah. And he said unto his mother, The 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from thee, about which thou cursest, and spakest also in mine ears, behold, the silver is with me, I took it. And his mother said, Blessed be thou of the Lord, my son. And when he had restored the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, I had wholly dedicated the silver unto the Lord from my hand for my son, to make a graven image and a molten image. Now therefore I will restore it unto thee." I couldn't help but think, as I remembered this particular passage from previous readings of God's Word, that here was a people that had a very twisted view of worship, did they not? Said, you know, the only reason that I was complaining, son, about the losing of this 1,100 shekels was I was planning to give it to God. And I was going to use it to make a graven image and a molten, two images, all right? One carved, one made from molten silver. I'm going to make this, and I'm going to worship God with that. Now that, folks, is twisted understandings of worship. And I want us to know and understand that we are very much today facing the same kind of attitudes concerning, and I trust it's not the case with you today. We've come here to honor the Lord Jesus Christ and to worship His holy name. But you can't do it your own way. You can't do it with your own ideas and philosophies like Micah's mother, who said, you know what, I'm going to make two images and we're going to worship God together with those images. She was taking the Canaanite version of worship and mixing it with Jehovah's worship and coming up with her own worship. And by the way, Micah learned well from his mother, because if you finish reading the passage, he says, son, I want you to be the priest here. We took the images that grandmother made that you have, and I want you to be the priest. And then in verse 12 of the same passage, he hires a Levite to come work and be in the priesthood of his own new religion, combining Canaanite worship with God's worship. Listen, dear folks, we've come here today to worship God according to the Scriptures, to honor His name, to lift up our voices in singing praise to Him. And so let me encourage you today, if you have your own notions about worship, then they're twisted. You need to allow God's Word to speak to your heart so that you might have a clear understanding of what God desires from us, to come before His presence with singing, but also to come with a heart that's willing to hear His precious Word and not filter it through the culture, not filter it through what other people think or what other people worship or how they do that. Let's come with a clear heart and an open mind to receive the testimony of His Word today, so that we might worship Him in spirit and in truth.